This morning I want to speak about a subject that it seems like very few people nowadays at least have a grasp on. The emphasis today is to love, and we want everybody to love us. And that's not wrong to desire that. But Jesus has said that in order for us to follow him, we must hate our family relationships, hate our, wife, mother, children, and it says even our very own life. And we know from Scripture that it doesn't mean to actually hate them in the full sense of the word, but rather to not let them have precedence in our life, or not let them have the upper hand or the final say. In other words, put those relationships on the back burner and Jesus on the front. And I will admit that I have heard it many times in my own life. Accusations come at me that I couldn't be loving if I don't follow in the traditions of my parents. That would be so hateful. It would not be loving. And I think it falls into the category of being faithful to Jesus, hating our family relationships, not letting them have the rule over us, but having Jesus have the rule over us. So the whole thing of being rejected is very unpopular nowadays. It shouldn't necessarily be that way. It can be a weakness in a Christian's life when he desires to not be rejected. But let me read the scriptures that I wanted to read to you. The first one is in Luke chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. And then I want to also read out of Matthew 5. It says, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets." Wow, how many times do you see Christians rejoicing because they have been hated, rejoicing because they have been separated out from other people's companies, and being reproached? It happens. It happens that men are used this way. When we are faithful to Jesus, depending on the situation, depending on the circumstance, depending on its setting, this exact thing happens. Doesn't seem like it happens very much in a lot of settings, but I think some of that has to do with our testimony not being as clear as it should be, us not bringing things to light the way we should, not reproving the works of darkness as much as we should. But it says to leap for joy. And then it gives us a reason why we have reason to leap for joy. It says, "Behold, your reward is great in heaven." We will have great reward when we are persecuted and hated for righteousness' sake in this life. Now I want to read Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5, same principle. "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Are you willing, my friend, to let your testimony for Jesus be clear and to walk as he walked and talk as he talked? And faithfully bring things to light and call to question works of darkness, call to question dead religion, make your religion be alive, living, a living hope, living faith in Christ Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Witness to others. Don't let their show of piety keep you from speaking to the heart the things of Christ. And you will be hated by some, but are you willing? It bothers me a lot when I hear of Christians that seem to sit around and lick their wounds when they are rejected. When Jesus says, rejoice and be exceeding glad and even leap for joy, for great is your reward in heaven. So like I said in the beginning, being rejected is very unpopular nowadays. It doesn't feel good to the flesh, but there's too much emphasis also on just loving everybody and getting along and not doing anything that would jeopardize any kind of relationships. And that's not the right way. The right way to look at it is abide in Christ and do what's right. And we will love people. We will love everybody. But that doesn't keep us from keeping first things first, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord. So may you do that today and each and every day. May we faithfully walk in the light as he is in the light and endure persecution when it comes our way and even rejoice in it, knowing that our reward is great in heaven.